Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this evening is written in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning with the second half of the first verse. Shall we keep on sinning so that grace may increase? Absolutely not. We died to sin. How can we go on living in it any longer? Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him by this baptism into his death, so that just as he was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too would also walk in a new life. For if we have been united with him in the likeness of his death, we will certainly also be united with him in the likeness of his resurrection. We know that our old self was crucified with him to make our sinful body powerless so that we would not continue to serve sin. For the person who has died has been declared free from sin. And since we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death no longer has control over him. For the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, also consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, when you were baptized, your sins were washed away. You were given a new life. And that is what Paul is telling us in our text this evening. He describes for us a new life to live. First of all, the old life, dead, buried to sin. Shall we keep on sinning? Sad to say, yes, we do. We daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. We were that way at birth. And even though our sins were washed away, still we continue to sin and we will continue to do so until this world or until our life ends. And if we continue to sin and no one intervenes, that sin will lead us to eternal torment in hell. But we look at a new life to live, the old life dead and buried. How? Through Jesus. We know that our old self was crucified with him to make our sinful body powerless so that we would not continue to serve sin. He took our sins to the cross. Now imagine him hanging there, the pain, just his body, the weight. And then upon him were the sins of all people of all time. They were all there. The pain was enormous. The amount was beyond imagination. But he took them there. And he didn't leave them on the cross. He put them in the grave. He says, we were therefore buried with him by this baptism into his death. Our sins were buried. He took them from the cross with him to the tomb. And when he was laid in that tomb, his body embalmed somewhat, the stone was placed in front of that tomb, the sins of the whole world were all there. He took our sins, not just on the cross, but he also took them to the grave. And once was enough. We know that since Christ has been raised from the dead, he will never die again. Death no longer has control over him. For the death he died to sin once and for all. When he said those words, or that one word in Greek, we say it three words, it is finished. His work was complete. His death on the cross had paid for our sins completely. And not only for ours, but for the sins of all people of all time. He didn't have to die again. It was done. It was completed. So how do we benefit then from what he did? Well, we look at, first of all, our old self. And he says, we know that our old self was crucified with him to make our sinful body powerless, so that we would not continue to serve sin. For the person who has died has been declared free from sin. The devil is around. His goal is to lead you completely away from God. And to do so, he wants you to sin, sin, and sin, and not think that your sins are paid for. But in our lives, because of what Christ has done, the devil is powerless. Oh yeah, he can make our lives difficult, but he cannot lead us away to eternal damnation. That result of sin is gone for us because of what Christ has done for us. So the old self, all those sins, dead, buried, gone. And when our Heavenly Father sees us, he won't see those sins. They'll be wiped away. Instead, he'll see a new life, because we have arisen and living God, and we are rising to serve God eternally. Where is Jesus now? So that just as he was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, he was raised. He appeared to people for 40 days after he rose, and then he ascended on high. And that's where Jesus is now. He returned to heaven, to the place he left when he came down to save us, to live that perfect life for us, to die for us, to overcome death with his resurrection. And now he's returned to heaven to honor his Father, because his Father is the one that made all of this possible. What about us? Since we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We have a new reason to live. And it's not to serve our sinful flesh. Our new reason is to honor God, to please him, to love our lives to his glory. Works. What are the purpose of works in the life of a Christian? So many, in quote, Christian churches today say, if you do a lot of good works, God will reward you with heaven. Not true. For that to happen, you'd have to be perfect. And we're not. But we do good works. And the Epistle of James is very good at describing why. He says, faith without works is dead. Works are evidence that you believe that Jesus is your Savior. And works are a means that the Holy Spirit gives you to honor God, to thank God for all that he has done for you. And we can do that. How many of you can remember a good deed you have done? And don't raise your hands up too fast. We all can remember that we have done good deeds. because God has given us the power to do it. And we do them to thank him for what he has done for us, to honor him. But then comes the end time. There's one more point that a lot of people say, well, wait a minute. Nobody would do that. Well, the first verse, shall we keep on sinning so that grace may increase? There are people who think that the more you sin, the more credit Christ gets for forgiving those sins. So the more sins, he gets more credit. So therefore, go and sin a lot. Absolutely not. We died to sin. We no longer want to sin. We no longer want to dishonor God. We want to honor him with all that we say, think, and do. And then comes the end. In the same way, also consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. We go to the previous verse, speaking of the Lord. For the death he died to sin once and for all, but the life he lives to God. Those two verses. Jesus now lives to serve his Father. We too, one day, will live to serve God eternally. This life is not the end. It's really just a short blimp or short piece of time. Because when we leave this world, we will go to live in a place that the Father is preparing for us right now. And that place will last forever. And there, we will do what we cannot do here. We will live perfectly. We will honor God perfectly. And we won't have the devil there to lead us away. We won't have our enemies who could care less about our faith to tempt us away. They're gone. Only believers will be there. Only God will be there. Only the good angels will be there. And all of us will be praising God to the best of our abilities, and we will do it perfectly. You see, there, our sinful life is dead. It's buried. It's gone. And we are resurrected as Jesus was to serve God. We were born to serve our sinful flesh. But then we became children of God through our baptisms. All changed. We now have a new life to live. We now live to please God. God gives us the strength to do so. So we are now children of God and heirs of life to honor him in glory. Amen.